We're live. You can go ahead and talk to everybody.
All right, we're sharing. Hey, so welcome to a technical delayed season two, episode five of episode Life five. Behind the Pros.
Yeah.
So Clay,
the Facebook Live format. They changed their format on Facebook, so I had to quickly learn it very fast. Do one quick test, and then that was that. So.
All right. Well, I see it now. It looks good. So I think we're up and rolling. So we got some intro footage, and dude, I love the intro music this time. It's one of my all-time favorite songs, "Little Blue on Black." Yeah. By Kenny Wayne Shepherd. However, that one's being covered by Five Finger Death Punch, so that's pretty cool as well.
Special request, and I was able to deliver, as always.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So we're just waiting for people to join. We're just watching some race footage now, and once we got some people going, we'll start talking about the Bulldog.
Yeah. Okay, I can barely hear the intro music, too, now, so I don't know what's... But it's better.
Okay.
Plus, we got our makeshift set, our set done here real quick, so we can get back in the garage.
I'm excited for everybody to see your setup because I went in to pick my tripod up, and I saw the disaster that was your garage.
So, right.
I wish we took a picture of your disaster area so we could show it, but.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
But we got a couple of good things to talk about here once we get started. We got Ronnie Paul is going to come and join us. When do you want to bring him on? Do you want to? You want to do?
Well,
like,
I mean, it's kind of like just like the National Racing got started back up. Last weekend, the local series are kind of getting back underway. I know that yesterday A Works raced. And then today the Mountain State Hare Scramble Series raced at the legendary Marvin's Mountaintop. In fact, they probably just finished up not too long ago. I know they were delayed about an hour behind by the time they got to the quads in the afternoon. And then Ronnie Paul is going to have his series open back up the week after we go to Camp Coker for the National. So we got a lot of the local series is up and running again as well. So wanted to talk to Ronnie about kind of how this whole thing has, you know, affected the local series and all that kind of jazz. And then also just kind of an update on how the schedule is going to play out for the remainder of the local series season and kind of what some of the guidelines that we all going to have to get used to kind of living with and racing with as that. So I thought we'd probably get him on here about, I don't know, 8:25 now. I want to talk a little bit about the Bulldog and kind of some of that. So that's kind of the plan for the season.
So I will send him a message now and say that we'll invite him about 15 minutes, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. That was Blue on Black, and we were watching a little bit of that pro ATV footage. I like to pull the pro ATV footage first, just because it's more professional, and then we start talking about the pros after, or we start talking about what's behind the pros after we intro the pros, so... I'm gonna send a message to.
Well, I mean, listen, what? We still like those guys. It's not like we don't like those guys. It's just, you know, we try not to have this show be about them as much as everybody else because, you know, they kind of dominate the coverage on race day.
All right, I just sent Ronnie a message. We'll bring him in 15 minutes.
Instead of 10 seconds, 15 minutes.
There you go, buddy. So we got a lot to talk about. So, you want to give us your summary of the Bulldog and how you performed, or?
Yeah. So before we get into the, I guess it would be round four, the Bulldog. We kind of want to know. We haven't been able to hear a whole lot about how the A Works race went yesterday, and how the Mountain State Hare Scramble finished up this afternoon. So I kind of thought I've got, of course, my beautiful wife Taylor here is on the podcast with us, but just off camera, and would like you guys to kind of send in how everybody did at the A Works yesterday. If you could send a message in onto the show, and then she can kind of feed us some information, and we can kind of highlight some of the winners and some of the guys that raced yesterday and today, and we can kind of give a little bit of a promo to those series as well as the guys that were out there yesterday and this afternoon. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right, so if anybody's out there and you're listening or whatever, just kind of, if you can, let people know to shoot us some information or shoot us some message, and we'll kind of chat about that too. But so the Bulldogs, so we went back to Iona Pass in Georgia, and, you know, I was kind of, initially when I heard that, I was kind of bummed because, you know, I don't know, I think most racers are like me, and the fact that it's not as much fun to go back and race the same tracks over and over and over, particularly in the same season. But listen, I got it. Hats off to GNCC again. Not only did they create an atmosphere which we could go back racing with all the restrictions and guidelines, and you know, they did a great job with all those and communicating all the things that the racers kind of had to follow and the pit crews had to follow and all that. But they created a great track. And it was very little of that track was stuff that we had raced prior to all the COVID-19 stuff. So we got a fresh track. It was on a different side of the property. And the track, believe it or not, as much as it's rained, it was dry down there. And man, the track was awesome. It didn't go away. Track held up. It was kind of more of a hard pack, solid track, which allowed us to kind of go out and race and not just take a beating in the whoops and all that. So yeah, the track set up great. We got off to a terrible start. Bike didn't fire on the line. We ended up going into the woods third. And yeah, from there we just kind of settled in, and we started in the third or the fourth row, which is nerve-wracking for me because, you know, we're still working on our speed. We're, you know, moving up to the A class. That's a different level for us. And you know the guys back there are coming. You got your junior A guys. You got those guys behind you, college A's in front of you. You've got some fast classes coming up. So that first lap is a little bit, it's kind of a little bit hectic for me because I don't want to ruin anybody's day. Or I don't want to hold anybody up. So we kind of settled in, got some of those faster guys from those other classes around us, and then we ate dust the rest of the first lap. So we really had a tough first lap, and we came around the first lap, and it said we were in fourth, which, you know, that's kind of about where we've been settling in. And then the second lap went out, and the dust kind of settled. We kind of got separated. The classes got separated a little bit, and this is where I could tell for the first time that all the work we've been putting in with the training and all that was starting to pay off. And, you know, we have, like I told you the last time we had a podcast, that we kind of got real disciplined on our diet and kind of got real disciplined on our working out over these past 5 or 6, 7, 8 weeks, however long it's been. And we're down 19.7 pounds.
That's
awesome. You know, that made a huge difference and how we felt on the bike, and almost kind of surprised me then lap two, because I thought, okay, I think I can go a little bit. So instead of kind of worrying about conserving energy for the, you know, we just put our head down a little bit and went for it and just decided to see how we felt. And we definitely got faster. We looked at our lap times after the race, and we were super excited to see our lap times getting faster. And the third lap, man, for me, I had a great third lap, and I'm not saying that the other guys in my class weren't, you know, kind of settling in and riding smart, but we did have a third lap time that was as fast as the top two guys. So we were pretty excited about that. That just says that at certain points during the race, we were running the pace, at least for a little bit. And again, so that means we got to continue with the work on our fitness so that we can run that pace for, you know, all four laps. And that was the other thing for this race. It was kind of unusual for us. You know, when we were in senior B last year, we always started in rows, you know, 7, 8, or 9, clearing the back. And there was never a time that we didn't get caught by the pros and get lapped. So normally last year we ran 3 laps pretty much consistently. And this year, for the first 2 rounds that we went to, I end up getting lapped anyway in senior A, so we still ran 3 laps. And this, at the Bulldog, we actually stayed on the lead lap. So that was another kind of a thing that we decided that was a telltale sign that we're definitely getting better, definitely getting faster, and we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, the stats would also be behind you on that, too.
Be behind you on that, too.
I think you're echoing or something. I can hear myself.
Oh.
You got to keep turning the volume off on your computer.
I have it off.
There you go. Okay. There it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, the stats would support you too, so, because this is your third this is your first podium finish and you got third place.
We have a fifth and a fourth, and I'm just going to assume that we didn't realize this till after we'd got back and we looked at a little closer, started looking at lap times, because I was trying to see whether, you know, we were on the pace, and apparently somebody's transponder in front of us wasn't working. So even though it showed all day on scoring we were running third, when we went back and checked the results, we were in fourth. So I do apologize for putting out there that I was in third, because that's not actually correct. But we were only 46 seconds off of third, and that is way closer than we've been in the past. So again, fourth to me is not, that's about where we are settling in, but I'm more excited about the lap times getting faster and the gap getting closer between myself and the guys who are running in the top three positions. So I think we're getting there, and I just think it's a matter of putting in the work. And, you know, that's kind of where, you know, the HC conditioning stuff, working with Haley Crowfoot and her programming. I know that recently, we're going to talk here in a minute about you've taken the plunge on taking on the challenge of working with Haley and HC conditioning as well. But the stuff that we've learned from her and applied it to our workout programs truly has definitely paid off in terms of on the bike. I've done a tremendous amount of leg work, squats, stairs,
and all that,
which I know you're a big squat fan.
I'm not a squat fan.
But, I'm telling you what, in laps two and three and most of the way through lap four at the Bulldog, I was able to move around on the bike. I wasn't dying. I wasn't like where I had to sit down all the time. So all that stuff makes a big difference. So, again, we're trending in the right direction. Super excited to go to Coker next weekend and kind of see, see if we can continue that trend of improvement and hopefully actually get our first real podium at Coker.
All right. We'll be looking forward to it. Let's see if we can get Ronnie on here. There he is. Let me see if I can give him a call. Oh, crap. Ronnie.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Oh, trying to figure this thing out.
Yeah, me too. I'm getting Dad back on here. Yo, there you are.
There's me.
All right, let's get Dad on here.
All right.
There he is. There he is.
There.
Sorry about that.
Ronnie.
How's it going?
Good, Ronnie. How are you, buddy?
Just living the dream.
Dude, are you in your truck?
Yeah, actually, we're still at my son's house. We come down here, and kids are out riding bikes down the bottom, so I figured I put my fears to where I could be heard.
Okay. Well, Ronnie, first of all, definitely thank you for taking time out of your Memorial weekend Sunday evening to kind of spend a few minutes with us. Definitely appreciate you doing that. But first of all, just wanted to talk to you a little bit about what you all have experienced kind of going through this COVID-19 stuff and you know, kind of how it's affected the beginning of the series and how you've adapted to that and you know, what you got planned. And then we'll get into the first race coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Our second race.
Yeah, I'm sorry, your second race. You like to race in the snow that first round. I forgot.
We're not scared.
So, how has all this affected you guys?
Actually, it's been a pretty rough ride so far, just with, of course, scheduling, canceling the other stuff, just dealing with the insurance companies for the policy that we do. It's got a little bit scary because we paid a bunch of money and these companies started scaring us about, you know, we can't change this. I'm like, you guys got to do something because we got a bunch of money out and nothing happened, you know, as far as doing events. So we got that worked out. So far, we're good. But just everything going on with the rescheduling. I mean, also, we've lost the co-sanction, of course, with the we didn't lose it. The GNCC have to reschedule. So, I mean, our schedule's, it's kind of up in the air here for the next few days. We'll have some more to touch on here in a few days, hopefully, just knowing where we're going with that. If we can still do the co-sanctions, when, you know, where they're going to be exactly.
Sure,
you know, close. Sure. But it's just, it's not been a good time, you know, of course.
So, Ronnie, how has it affected your overall number of rounds that you're going to be able to have, or have you found a way to fit them all in?
As of right now, that's what we got to find out about the co-sanction of where we can do. And right now, with the co-sanction, we was just talking about this 10 minutes ago, was literally looking at least doing, you know, the 10 round, at least counting 10 rounds.
Okay.
Of being able to get in plus or three rounds of the buddy race for the Triple Crown.
Yeah, definitely want to talk about the buddy series here in just a little bit. So first of all, I know that you're part of also helping run the GNCC events, and we were just talking before we had you on the show. GNCC did a great job at Bulldog. I mean, the track was laid out really well.
Oh, yeah, I thought they did a good time.
That track was really nice. I was worried about going back and running some of the same stuff, but honestly, that track seemed like most of it was new stuff. And, you know, I compare your tracks to the GNCC tracks. I really like the way you lay your tracks out. They flow really good. You know, you're not necessarily going out there and tearing up your equipment for, you know, 8 or 10 miles on your tracks. You put some flow into them. But this place we're going here in 2 weeks, is this somewhere you've raced before or is this new?
No, it's a new location.
Okay, so what can you tell us about it, man?
This place, actually, I think it's going to be really nice. There is going to be, I think right now we're probably looking at 4 different grass tracks. Where there's some of a moto track there that we are not. We are going to be on the track, but there will be no jumps because we're running it backwards.
Okay.
The way it's laid out, it's a practice track, and there's just no way to hit anything backwards. I mean, there's going to be a couple little rollers to ride over. But that's about it. But the there's going to be a road crossing in, so we're on like a couple hundred acres on either side of the road. And the one part you go from one, there is going to be a few rocky sections, not real bad, loose stuff. But there's the trees is open timber, you know. So it's really nice. I mean, like I said, there's going to be a few. It's like riding in the mountains in West Virginia. I mean, we all grew up in the rocks, and it's like. It's not super bad, but it has potential. We can make it as gnarly as we want, but of course, you know, we try not to tear up equipment.
Right. So exactly where, So exactly where is this race going to be, Ronnie?
It's in Berlin, PA.
Okay. And is that close to like the summit or anything when they used to run up there, or?
It's nine miles from Somerset.
Okay. All right, cool. So that's going to be the weekend after we get back from Coker, correct?
Yes. Yes. The 6th and 7th.
Yep. And that's where we're going, right? We're going to Coker next weekend for the National.
Oh, no. I think we lost him.
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, okay.
Now
all right.
Froze up a little bit.
Can you tell us anything about what the layout plan is for Coker? Do you know yet? Have you heard anything how they're going to?
No, Ryan and all them guys, I'm sure they're over there. They just finished up the pro motocross race there in Georgia. So I'm sure they're trucking over there to get that set up.
Sure. So you are going to do this year. We talked about it, kind of talked with about last year at the end of the year with you. And you have planned a 3-race buddy series, kind of a small championship series for buddy races. Have you rescheduled those yet? Are the dates out for that? Did they change? Or
we're working on it right now because the one that we had scheduled for in July, that's going to be the makeup date for the GNCC. So I'm waiting on is just to see where we can go. Hopefully by this weekend, I'll have an updated schedule. Just, you know, so I can talk to Carrie and Tim just to know for sure what's going on and where we can go with, you know, following out our original schedule to make sure what properties we can use. But yes, it's full intent of doing the 3 rounds of the Triple Crown.
Okay. And Have you decided on like the format you're going to use for the buddy race? How long are you, you know, how long you're going to run? You know, that kind of stuff.
Right now we'll probably do like we did before. The youth will run probably like more or less like the hour to hour and a half, depending on weather. The adult ATV will be, I wanted to try to do 2.5 hours to three, you know, in like 3 to 4 hours of the bike, but it's going to determine on the weather, because as we drag it out, we're looking at possibly doing the last buddy race in November. So we could be cold, raining, snow, you know, which we're cool with that, but just to keep everybody, you know,
right. You love
situations we don't want to get into.
You love that awful weather. Like,
that's fine.
You live for that. You live for that. So yeah, so there's gonna be
can take it.
Three race buddy series, and as crazy as it sounds, I mean, I'm as excited about going out and doing that. That's just a blast. So we're already talking about who partners are going to be and all that. So we're getting geared up for that. So we're anxious to hear you release the dates for that. Now you're still doing the 2-day schedule. Is that correct?
Yes, and also on the 2-day schedule of the buddy race, it'll be all the youth stuff on Saturdays, and then the adult stuff on Sundays. On Saturdays, okay. we have two sponsors that stepped up for the little kids. We're going Triple S Harley Davidson in Morgantown. They actually are going to be doing demos for the Stasic version of the Harley version of the Stasic scooter. We had a demo track last year set up, so we're going to be doing them. Plus, Cumberland Cycle gave us some of the SSR little electric ATVs to do demos on. So we're trying to get them all in early for the buddy races so we can team them up and race them also after they demo them.
That's cool. That's awesome, Ronnie. So, and that's one of the things, honestly, I love about riding your series and working with you and coming to your stuff is that, you know, you truly are nothing against bikes. You truly are a quad guy. And you know, you're always looking for ways to, you know, help build the quad racing side of things back up. And definitely, you quad guys out there, you need to come support Ronnie's series because he truly is. He's truly a quad guy at heart.
Oh, we try. I mean, we like bikes too.
No, absolutely. I know you do. But your roots are back in the 80s and 90s in quads, just like the rest of us. So.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to tell everyone how old I am, though.
So, Ronnie, anything about your series you'd like to tell everybody, let everybody know before we let you get out of here?
We're absolutely, with everything going on, we're trying to put it this way, abide by the rules. As far as the race coming up, we will have more rules and everything, you know, posted of what we're trying to do as far as staying safe, you know, the distancing and stuff like that. Trust me, I'm not a big fan of everything, but we got to make it work to where we can race.
Sure.
So following the rules as far as my series, it doesn't matter where you go, GNCCs, whatever. We just got to make sure that we can still do this.
Sure, so absolutely.
My biggest thing is just ask everyone to follow the rules that's posted. Yeah, I gripe about them too, but we just want to keep going. And everybody, you know, as far as coming out for the series, we're going to update stuff. It'll probably change a little bit, you know, throughout the year of what happens. We got some other plans. We're trying to squeeze in for events to change a couple events, not change the events up, but just actually extra activities at the events.
Sure, sure.
So we're going to work on them. If we can still pull them off, because this stuff kind of put dampeners on that, we'll see how that works out. But, I mean, we're ready to go full bore, so we'll see what happens.
Well, I think after we get through Coker this weekend, we're definitely looking forward to coming up and supporting you on that following weekend. That's June 6th and 7th, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
6th and 7th. So you guys definitely, Ronnie, thank you for being on the show with us tonight. And everybody get out there and support the new East Coast series in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Ronnie. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Uh-huh. All right, Clay. So there you got it, man. We've got national series rolling. We've got local series rolling. And we're about to be kind of, as long as nothing happens with all the COVID-19 stuff, we're going to be pretty busy here coming up in the next couple of months with everybody trying to get their races in and catch back up. So there's going to be a lot going on. There's going to be a lot to talk about.
No kidding. No kidding, man. So we had a couple people jump in. We had David Stratton. He said, thanks for all the updates. Some of us couldn't make it at the last race, so thanks for keeping us up to date. You're welcome. Bruce Nyland says, hey, hardcore, what's going on?
Bruce. Oh, boy, Bruce.
Yeah, and Scott Brapp says, good luck, hardcore. See you at the next race.
Big country. Big country, yep. Scotty.
Since we got a couple people jumping in here, I thought we could go ahead and go over the photo contest. We challenged people last time to send in their best quad racing pictures. And I went ahead and made up a little slideshow here. And we got Michael Seeger. He's the first one up here. Then we got Evan Tamako.
Timko,
man. And then we got Derek Davis.
Derek Davis is a longtime supporter of the show. I know we only have two seasons, but I think he's watched every episode. He normally sends us very complimentary comments after every show, so definitely appreciate his support. And Evan Timko is a former racer. He's kind of get out of racing, but he's probably like the rest of them. We'll probably see him back here one of these days. Yep. Ryan Seegers, we got to have him on the show too. He's been around. He's been part of the group for a couple years now. So we've got to get, he's a 4x4B guy. So we got to talk to him too sometime.
Okay. Okay. Maybe we can bring him on whenever we pick his group for the fantasy.
Yeah. And I think I saw a picture from Ronnie Howard on there too.
I believe so.
I think right there. That one there in the left corner is little Ronnie Howard.
We also got Amy Sirik, Stephen Martin, and Seth Nichols, and Ronnie Howard. Yep. But out of all the pictures, I think we came to a determination.
There was one that stood out.
One that stood out above the rest, and I think that's Amy's picture. It was just amazing. It was the one of her in the orange going over the hill with the dust kicking up behind her. It was just badass. That's all you could say about it. So
that one right there.
She will win the, I think that it is the Hardcore Podcast shirt. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep. So that was going to be our prize for our photo contest in terms of the best race picture. But beyond the prize and the shirt, we have to figure out how to get a hold of them so that on our next podcast, we definitely want to hear the story behind the picture. Right. So that's the biggest part of it as anything.
So we'll reach out to Amy at some point and try and get her on the next show, whenever that may be. We are so consistent with this scheduling. But congratulations, Amy. Thank you for the photo. It was fantastic.
It was an excellent photo. In terms of consistency, you got this nursing gig going on and you're always on midnight shift. So it's like, it's like almost impossible to nail you down.
I know. But what are you gonna do? I mean, I'm in the middle of this. I'm in the middle of this shit, and so is Ronnie, and we're all just trying to take it day by day, and makes for tough scheduling.
Making the best of it. So definitely would like to plan our next podcast for. We'll have Camp Coker next weekend. That's a national. And then the following weekend we'll have the new East Coast series. So if we could do it like the Tuesday after that weekend, possibly, then we'd have a national race and a local race to talk about, and then give us an opportunity to get some video from both of those races that we can put in our intro.
So Camp Coker is the next race, correct?
Yeah, Camp Coker. So that was postponed from earlier in the year, and now it's back on the schedule. So, dude, I'm excited to go there. I like that track, even though it's fairly sandy. It doesn't tend to go away like the Florida track sand. Like it tends to hold up a little better, and it's fun. I like that track.
Yeah, we talked about it. It was actually one of the races we did cover in our last series, and I think that's where I took the lead in the fantasy points. So I'm excited to jump back to that race.
And there it is.
Yeah. And speaking of the fantasy, do you want to go ahead and do our picks since we did the class decision last time? We went ahead and we went with 4x4C and College A. Those were the two categories we picked.
All right, so the morning race is going to be 4x4C. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, let me pull up my picks.
Yeah. See, I took like a good 30 and 45 minutes. I looked at everybody, and I have my picks ready. And old hardcore is just flying by the seat of his pants as usual.
That's kind of our personalities here. You're the stat man. You're the analytical, technical guy.
Yep.
And I'm the guy that's going to go with my gut here.
That's right. Let me pull up my. So, I got my Word document here, so there's no cheating. So that because there were some memory difficulties last series, so I'm going to put it in stone this time.
No, I protest. There's no memory problems.
So here's the thing. I think you ended up winning last series of the Fantasy League, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
My memory's a little hazy. My memory's a little hazy sometimes too.
See, listen, Senior B champion on the bike and Fantasy League champion off the bike.
Okay, so
just champion. It was a champion year.
It's a champion year. Where do you want to go first? Do you want to do the AM or the PM?
Well, I've got the AM pulled up. So
okay.
The biggest factor for our fantasy will be, how do we determine which one of us gets to pick first? Is it because I was the champion last year, I get first pick?
I think since you won last year, I think you should get first pick in AM. But I get the first pick in PM. I think that's the way to make
it fair.
That means
you got something set up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm offended that you think I am scheming.
Why are you offended?
So what?
Just a quick curious technical question.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
What?
I couldn't see in the comments. Now I can.
Oh, well, that's on your end, buddy. I can see the comments.
Okay. Mike Seegers says, "Let's do it." So Seegers is ready to be on the show. So Mike, let's do this after Coker, and maybe Seegers will come to the first round of East Coast, and we can have him talk about both races as well. Dude, your sister's throwing some smack talk at you.
I saw her shade. She killed all of us last time. Like if we were keeping track of like cumulatively points, I think she won.
Yeah. Yeah, for two rounds, she smoked everybody. Like she just randomly said this guy and this guy, and like they won and finished in the right place and everything. So
disgusting.
All right, so we're gonna
disgusting
so,
display.
So quick review of the fantasy rules real quickly.
Okay.
That's you. That's your
department. Okay. I thought you were getting ready to break it down. No,
you're the guy.
So everybody is going to be involved in the Fantasy League. If you're in the chat right now and you want to join, all you have to do is either send your picks to either the Life Behind the Pros Facebook page, or you can send them to Dad directly through Facebook. You guys are going to pick from 4x4C and I already forgot the other. What was the other one? College A. So you guys are going to pick. You have free reign. You can pick whoever you want, who you think is going to come first, second, and third. If you get if you get anybody on the podium, you get +5 points. If you get them in the correct spot, you get extra points. So if you get them in the first place position, you get +9 points. If you get them correct in the second place position, you get +6 points. If you get them in the correct third place position, you get +3 points. So, for us, it's different. Me and Dad are picking from the same pool. So, we cannot double up on riders.
That's right. You can't pick the same people as I pick.
Right. So, it's more difficult for us, and it gives you the audience an edge to win.
When I pick the winners, you pick the losers.
I don't remember that happening. I smoked you on a couple rounds. There were some double-digit point advantages last time, but you did win last time, so you get first pick in the AM class.
There was. So we've had like between 10 and 15 people kind of watching this evening. So we need all those folks to kind of help share this, to get it out there so that we can get more people involved in the Fantasy League. It actually is a fun way just to kind of keep something else going on at the racetrack, kind of keeping track and, you know, easy way to win a T-shirt.
It was funny because in the last season, if we would pick somebody, they would feel extra pressure, and they were like, "Hardcore, you can't pick me! Now I gotta perform." But they were dogging you at the track. They're like, "Don't pick me! I can't do it."
That's right. Yeah, we had people come up to the trainer and be like, "Dude, I don't like knowing that I'm in the fantasy. I'm on the fantasy class." He's like, "That's not good." All right. So we ready to get into it?
Your first pick of the 4x4C.
Okay, 4x4C.
I've got the stats picked up, and I've got the track sheet on my other computer here.
Are you going to type this in so that there's no question about my picks?
I am typing it in. Your first pick.
I'm going to go with the number two place rider, the 476 of Randy Gamble.
You took my first pick. It's already happened.
As my winner, I want him to be. He's number one.
Yep. Stats are looking good. He's the only person in that class with two first place finishes. And he's tied with first place.
He's tied. That's right. Yeah. So you've got an easy choice then, don't you?
Yeah. Let me see. I gotta eliminate Randy from my. So I am going with number one is Josh Williams. Tied.
Yeah. Well, he's not he's tied for number one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at the website, it does show that he is above Randy. So I have faith in old Josh to get first place and to get me a total of 14 points. Who's your second place?
Listen, those two guys have a lot going because not only, you know, are they going to now pressure a fantasy league from us, but, you know, they got to break the tie here. They're tied for the lead of that class.
It's going to be a blowout.
You think so, huh?
I think Josh has got it.
Okay, I'm going down the list for my number two.
I was
two
hoping
pick.
You would. I've got a couple down the lists too, so...
I'm going down to the number six rider, the Can-Am, the 404 of Justin Smith, baby. That's right.
See, look, if you look at his numbers, he's got two great rides. He missed the first one, and then in the third round, he got 12th. If you take that 12 out, he's got a first and a fourth, which is a fantastic record so far.
You never know on these big 4x4 bikes. He could have blown an axle, he could have blown a diff. He could have had, I mean, like, dude. That's my number two guy right there, number two.
This is not looking good for the old XC Lay.
Trouble in paradise.
It's already begun, but I think I will be able to make up for it in College A. But I still have a chance here. So second place.
Make your 4x4C pick. 4x4C.
I'm going with the number five spot of Scott Irving. They pull him
number
over.
Five.
Yep. He missed the last race. Other than that, he's got a 5, a 3, and an 8, and he is fifth in points. So if he can pull out another round two type finish, and he can get in the second place or at least on the podium, that's 5 points for me right there.
Okay. All right. Well,
let's get it, Scott.
I'm going way down the list.
Okay.
I'm going to roll the dice that a guy down the list.
Do not pick
who
number
was
11.
At, listen.
Don't do
the
it.
The guy that was at not only Florida, but was also at the Georgia round, the first Georgia round. He wasn't at the second Georgia round. I'm going with the number 11 place
You're
rider.
Such a, oh, my God.
397. Jeff
Madison. You've literally taken all of my picks. You know that, right? But
that's my number three guy.
That's also good for me because that means I am on the right track. So the numbers.
That's true. That's a roll of the dice. He could not even show up. I don't even know he's going to be there.
Look at him. He's got a ninth and a second. So if he missed round one and round four. So but if he comes up round five, you know he's going to do well. So here's
that's
the problem.
Right. Listen, if anybody knows Jesse, make sure you tell him he's got to be at this next round.
So here's the problem. I thought you would at least pick one other person. So I only made five picks. So I have to now, I have to wild card it.
So you're on the fly right now.
I'm on the fly.
This is uncomfortable territory for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I am.
You're a mess. You're a mess.
Yeah. I'm going with the number three spot, Caden Wharf. He showed up.
That's a good pick.
He showed up really well in round one. He got a third place. And then he's 5-4. And then at the last time, he was 9. So if he can get back into shape and go back into the 3-4 territory, I'd be happy with that. So all right. I got it.
There you got it, man. So review those picks real quick. Oops. Mine and yours. That way there's no discrepancies on your side because right. you say I forget.
So XC Lay, pick number one is Josh Williams. Pick number two, Scott Irving. Pick number three, Caden Wharf.
Okay, that's yours.
For the hardcore, you've got number one, Randy Gamble. Number two,
attaboy.
Justin Smith. And number three, Jesse Madison.
There they are. There's your winners.
That was such a good... You did well on the stats side of things. I will give it to you. But
all right, so now we're going to where?
We're going to PM College A. Let me get my other document pulled up here.
All right. I got my stuff pulled up.
All right. Coming out of the gates swinging.
Isn't it my pick?
No, absolutely not. You got the first pick on the last one.
Oh, I thought like we alternated no matter what, so it's back to me.
No. 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 Nice try.
All right.
So we picked picked this guy several times in the last series. And he is performing outstandingly well. And I'm hoping he gets another first place finish. I'm going with Grayson Ehler for my number one pick.
So you're picking the number one guy to be number one? Yeah. That's like creative?
Well, I didn't say it was creative. I said it's going to win.
Oh, okay.
He's got a second, right. first. So he is now comfortable with his machine, and he's got stuff on lockdown.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we talked about this already. In last podcast, we threw out a little, why is Shari talking about creative winning?
You are the king of creative winning, hardcore.
All right, so my number one guy, I talked to him in the pits at the Bulldog, spent some time with him. He hung out with us in the pits, got to talk to his dad a little bit and all this jazz. I'm going to go, and he's trending in the right direction. I know he's putting the work in. Okay, I'm going with Trey. I'm going with Trey Seifert.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
My number one pick, the 428. He's got a third, a first, a 12th, and then he came back and got a second at the Bulldog. And I know that he is hungry. Trey, number one, buddy. Number one. Put her up front.
That was my third place pick. So you've left it open. You've left it open for second place. I'm going with the Honda, the 1-2-3 of Dalton Keyes.
That's a good pick.
If you look at his record... His second round was a 15th place, so he probably had some sort of issue. If you take that out, he's 1-2-4. That is a fantastic record. I got too many pages
you're
right now. Who did you pick? You picked Trey, right?
Trey.
All right.
I mean, who did I pick? I picked the man. Trey's the man right now.
All right, I'm putting Trey down for you.
So you ready? So now I got to go with my second place pick, right?
Hold on, I'm updating the score sheet so I can make record of your ass beating. Second, Dalton Keyes.
We're gonna have to start beeping your language out.
Oh yeah, I'm such a potty mouth. Graham's gonna your be all over
your grandma's probably
me. Yeah, I know she's gonna be all watching. Over me. All right, who is your second place?
My second place pick. All right, guy's been on the bubble. He's been right there. Every race, I'm going to go with the number three place rider, the Honda man, 424, Cody Forrester.
All right.
He's run fifth, sixth, fifth, and then he ran third at the Bulldog. So he is trending in the right direction. Number two. Cody Forrester.
That you got one of my reserve picks, so you've left one of my picks open. Except for third.
Let me down, Cody.
I've got, for my third place... The 501. Unfortunately, on the Yamaha, we'll have to talk to him. Seth Wilson.
Oh, dude, do you know who that is?
What's that? He.
We just talked to his dad.
Oh, I didn't know that was his dad. Oh yeah, Ronnie Paul Wilson. I just call him Ronnie. I never made the connection.
So man, you're making big strides right there. We just had Ronnie on the show, and you're picking his kid to be on the podium.
Ronnie.
Wow.
Ronnie, get your kid out on the track.
Make sure he works out this week, Ronnie.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a lot riding on this.
Okay.
Who is your third and final pick?
I'm sneaking. I'm sneaking down the list.
Oh, okay.
I'm sneaking down the list. I'm going to go with the one podium so far wonder in the seventh place position, also running Yamaha, sorry, the 470 of Chase Allison.
See, that I don't think the stats don't support you there. He's not had a good race since round three.
I know, but he had a third. He's been on the podium. He knows what it feels like. He's got a taste for it. He's not a rookie to the podium. He'll be there.
And then in round four, he went down to 12th again.
I know, but he could have had trouble. The heat could have got. It was like 90 degrees down there. Heat could have got to him.
What happened in round one and two? It was hot those days too. Oh, I love
you.
No,
it was
nice. I love your
picks.
It
was very temperate. Very...
Chase? It was right, Chase,
so,
right?
So the picks are in.
It was Chase, right?
Yeah, Chase Allison.
Okay, all right.
So they I'd like you to review in. My picks real quick. I want to savor my victory ahead of time.
Yeah, sure, buddy. I think this is where I'm going to crush you. But you got Trey in the first place. You got Cody in the second place, and you got Chase in the third. So for
That's a strong team. That's a strong team right there.
For my victorious team, I think I'm gonna get a perfect score this time. I feel it in my bones. Has anybody on the show actually got a perfect score? I don't think so. We've come close.
Your sister was as close as anybody.
Yeah, I know. It drives me nuts. But I think at least in this class, I think I've got the perfect pick. Grayson, Dalton,
so have you changed,
Seth.
Did you change the rules?
What do you mean?
I didn't know perfect score was zero because that's what you're about to
get. Oh, that's funny. Funny guy. So I'm gonna save this document so you can't do your creative winning. All right. Oh, let's see. Okay. Shari's throwing some smack. What's that?
She said, Judith, plug your ears. Clay's swearing.
Oh, yeah. Lots of mental and emotional scars over the year, being beaten down as a child by hardcore's creative winning tactics.
Don't let your children win.
Yeah.
Teaches bad life lessons.
Yeah.
Until they can beat you on their own, beat them. Teach them to be a good loser.
And it was funny, whenever I handed my truck over to you to help with the building efforts, you saw my tote. I had framed the one time I beat you at basketball. I took a picture of the broken basketball hoop because that game, we broke it. And we continued to play on the broken court, and I still beat you. 15-13.
I'll never
win.
15-13. Clay wins.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever played you since.
No, number one, baby. You got to quit while you're ahead.
Exactly. Dude, so we got our picks in.
We got our picks. So we also got to talk about the ass kicking that we've been taking over the past few weeks, physically.
Oh yeah, the fitness crazy chick.
Oh my God! So after our last interview, I messaged Miss Crowfoot and said, "Hey,
I warned you.
I want to try this out." And she's like, "Are you sure?" And I said, "Yeah. How hard could it be? I mean, I'll be all right. I've done worse." And boy, howdy.
No, you
No, I haven't. Because she just sent me a text that just says, squat until you pass out. And then that's the workout. And I don't know what happened, but I woke up in like a pool of my own sweat and blood. So I must have done it right.
Yeah. I'm not sure Haley realizes there's other body parts besides your legs.
Oh, my God. Like I wanted to work on my abs and my upper body strength, and she's like, "Cool, let's do some squats." She's like, "We got to build you from the ground up."
But are you sticking with it?
I missed one this week.
Oh, you missed.
I did.
Oh, you missed.
I did.
Oh.
Well, here's the thing.
Did she send you a SmackDown message?
She's like well, she's like, "What's wrong? She's like, "What's going on?" She's like, "Why didn't you complete your workout?" But I was trying to get things together for my hiking trip down to Seneca, which I was planning on hiking like 5 to 10 miles a day, and then that fell
hiking,
through.
Hiking, that's cute. Hiking, that's cute.
Yeah, why don't you come hiking with me? We'll see how cute it really is, Mr. Quad.
Dude, I did with you one time. You went like 136 miles.
That's right.
We finished like at midnight.
We did. We were racing the sun. That was on Father's Day too. That was a good hike.
Yeah.
But How are you doing with your training? Because
you've been working out, and you're definitely progressing, because I've talked to you about your workouts, and I can tell they're getting better. We have been also obviously amping up the workouts. I talked to my wife on the way back from the Bulldog, and basically said, hey, we're getting there, but we got to amp up the workouts in terms of, we got to do more. Like, it's got to be longer. Like, I've got to train longer so that that last 30 minutes or that last lap, I don't start fading off. So the two things I got to fix is I got to get faster on lap one. And I don't mean that I can be faster. I just have this issue with lap one. Like, I don't know why I can't get in the groove faster. Laps two and three, now I feel like I'm super strong. And then I started fading off a little bit in lap four. And so, yeah, I know I got to extend my workout time. It's got to be longer.
I just try to survive.
That just means more squats.
Oh, I know. But I need to get some more equipment, too. I think the reason I'm doing so many squats is because I don't have much equipment. I just have two 15-pound kettlebells and resistant bands. I did buy a jump rope. It's still yet to come. And she asked me, can you get a jump rope? I said, of course I can get a jump rope. She's like, you're going to regret saying that. So I am...
Right. You...
Have you done her jump exercises or anything?
Yeah, because normally like you have to do like 10 squats in between jump ropes.
Oh my god! I was looking forward to the jump ropes to get away from the squats. So I'm gonna be like squatting and then jumping and flipping it over.
Yeah, she kind of mixes it in. Have you done the wall sits? Has she had to do the wall sits real quick? I know we're off topic here, but have you done the wall sits?
No, I've yet to do the wall sits. But,
wait till she throws that in too.
I know for a fact that I am getting stronger because there is a workout called the Renegade Row, which is you stand like in a push-up position on top of the kettlebells, and you pull it up to your chest and put it back down.
Yeah, that exercise should be called the Devil's Noose.
Yeah, it really like the first time I did my first few weeks, I just couldn't do it. So I switched off. I got off the kettlebells. I just did push-ups, and then I did the tricep workout with the kettlebell just to make up for it.
Because you couldn't do it. No shame, because I couldn't do them either. Like, they were awful.
No,
until like I got like a month in, and then I started, because there's a lot of core strength that goes into that. So hey, I want to say hi to Ben. That he just jumped on here and said hi hardcore. So Ben, thank you for joining in, man. Please like and share us. Help us get out there. So, dude, so we got the fitness in, we got that going.
Yep.
We've talked to Ronnie Paul Wilson, promoting East Coast series, talked about the Bulldog, had a good run down there. We've fantasy picks.
Yep. We got so your Coker first coming
losing,
up,
your first losing experience of the year.
You're going
probably
down.
Me and your sister both will beat you. So that'll probably be, you'll probably need some counseling for that.
No. I think your ego is going to get in the way, and I think I've got you beat on the College A, and it's going to make up for my poor performance in the 4x4C. That's how I'm looking at it right now.
All right, dude. So, dude, I think that's a wrap, man. I think
it's in
as we say here, it's in the can.
Oh boy, I don't even know how that started, but it is in the can. We've been going for about an hour now, so I think it's time to wrap it on up. When is the Camp Coker? When is that again? What's the date on that?
Next weekend.
Next weekend,
Saturday.
All right. So hopefully.
Yeah, Ben says he's ready to blast some sand berms. he's got to talk about Coker.
There you go, bud. All right. Before
we wrap up, Clay, just take a minute. I want to just thank all the people who help us. Obviously, want to thank Obor Tires and Bruce, one of our main sponsors. We want to thank Micah. And Custom Access. Want to thank Bruce. I mean, I want to thank Larry, DP Brakes, definitely one of our sponsors. Want to thank Evans Coolant. Want to thank Sunstar Chains and Sprockets. We want to thank all those. Want to thank Arrowhead Performance as well. And also want to thank some of our more local sponsors. Our Mooney's Diner is on board with us. J&S Contracting. I want to thank Jason Trent over there for being a part of it. And then also want to welcome some new folks. I want to welcome Cove Run Customs. I want to thank those guys. So Chris Wolf, appreciate you being part of our show. And also want to send a shout out to Julie Zerker, was Sparkle out of Morgantown, West Virginia. So she is she's also on board with the program as well. And as always, I want to thank my wife Taylor. I want to thank, of course, the McGills and McGill Mafia for everything they do for us in terms of keeping us going and getting us to the track and letting us be a part of their program as well. So, dude, and definitely want to thank you, man. I mean, your tech, we're getting better. This is definitely getting better. It's getting easier. And that big part of that is because of your efforts in all the technical stuff and making the show look better. So thank you as well.
Hey, no problem. I'm happy to be here.
Actually, I'm thanking Harvey Nature Photography, which is your little business.
Yep, making a step in the right direction.
All right, man. So, dude, what do you think? Is that a wrap?
I think that's a wrap. We will look forward to you guys at Camp Coker and look for your guys' picks, and we'll be excited to see who comes out on top.
Yep. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Definitely appreciate it. Hardcore out.
See you guys.
Dad bod or six pack?
I like a dad bod because I like something to grab onto. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to feel like inferior, you know what I mean? Because I don't have a six pack. Like,
you know, I don't judge dad bods. I think either is good.
Six packs are like you try.